Okay, today's daf is daf Gimel, Masechet Megillah, and we're holding on the bottom of the page on the days. Another maimer of Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Itamar v'Chiya Bar Abba, three lines up from the bottom. Yom Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Itamar v'Chiya Bar Abba, Mansvach Sofim Amrum. The otiyot that have the dual form, one for the middle of the word and one for the end of the word, were actually said by the Tzofim, according to the Mefarshim. Here, Tzofim refers to the Nevi'im throughout the Dora. Those of you who learned the Yerushalmi, the explanation of Tzofim is very, very different and very fascinating. By the way, a lot of people ask why it is that we're not going to be bringing all of the Ma'amorim of Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Itamar v'Chiya Bar Abba, and there are other lists of Ma'amorim. Why did we bring this particular one? As I mentioned to you yesterday, this one is Mipakesh Me'elah. The question over here is exactly from the beginning of the Masechet. What we're talking about is a takana that is written b'chtav. This violates the whole idea of Ein Navi Rashai V'Dejavar. This sugya, which is the sugya of the Nevi'im, actually ends up dealing with that question immediately. So how is it possible that the Nevi'im should have been Chadesh dinim in the Tzurat HaOtiyot, since the Tzurat HaOtiyot basically are dinim in Ikuv of Sefer Torah, and therefore they're dinim that have to do with Halachot Yorah. As the Gemara v'Achiv Eila HaMitzvot, we darshan from the pasuk Eila HaMitzvot HaShetivah Hashem et Moshe, that these and only these are the mitzvot, meaning she'in Navi Rishay LaChadesh Davar Mi'ata. From this point on, a Navi who claims that he got a new mitzvah is just shot. He's not accepted as a Navi at all. The other, besides which, it's absurd to say that the form of the letter of the Mansavah was a Chidush at the time of the Nevi'im, because Amar of Chisa Mem V'Samach Shebaluchot V'Nei Sayu Omdim. Since it says B'Shnei Avrehim, that means that the Ktav went through the Luchot all the way through. In which case, yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it. Actually, the Yerushalmi talks about the Ayin being Omid V'Nei, referring to the Yiktav Ivri form, which we'll see when we get to the Yerushalmi. But in any event, the Mem and the Samach and the Luchot were there, but there of Neis, which means that since these are the Otiyot that have a but there's some actually bring a riot from here. There's a machlok about whether the mem's feet needs absolutely to be completely closed, or whether it's mutter to have a little bit. They bring a riot from here. Why would it be nebenei sayuam dim if you could keep the middle piece in with a little piece of the stone of the luchot? In any event, since that was the derech of the klav of the luchot, something is very strange, because then benei sayuam dim. As you just mentioned, this raises the question of whether the klav ashurit, which generally take mean that it was ola imayim bi Ashur, if that's the case, then Mem V'Samach is only meaningful in Ktav Ashurit. In the original Ktav Ivri, the Mem and Samach forms are not completely closed. The only letter that's completely closed is the Ayin, which looks like the written Samach. And the truth is, there's a lot of discussion of this issue in the Rishonim. Particularly the Ritva has a long discussion. Bichlal, I mean, we need to think about this in a broader way, because what's it supposed to mean? Either they had the form. If they had the form, I mean, you couldn't simply come along, look in your Sefer Torah, either it is written this way or it's not written this way. What in the world is this supposed to mean? When they suddenly discovered the Sefer Torah and changing the Sefer Torah, Gemara comes out and says, they were always there, but lo have yadi hai beemtza teva hai besof teva. They didn't know whether it was in the middle of the word, the end of the word. I mean, to open up a book and look. What kind of crazy thing is that? The Ritva's opinion all along is the Ktav never changed, and that the Ktav Ashurit that we say was all from Ashur was actually the original Ktav. This beautiful article by Reuven Margolio about all these things. But in any event, it was the original Ktav in the Luchot, on the Luchot HaRishonim. The Gemara says that Ktav Ivri was used for secularly. Ktav Ashurit was something that was extremely holy. That was originally given to Moshe Rabbein. And indeed, it was on the original Luchot. But after the destruction of the Luchot, it was only given to them in Ktav Ivri. Both the Yerushalmi and the Bavli were correct. In the Luchot Rishonim, indeed, the Mem, the Samach, were B'nei Sayyum Din Luchot Achronim. It was written in Ktav Ro'etz, according to Yerushalmi, that we use the word Ro'etz because it means after they were crushed, after Klal Yisrael was crushed, didn't deserve to use the Ktav that was so beautiful. So then the Sifrei Torah indeed were written the way the Ktav was written to the, in the Samaritans. It was written the Ktav Ivri and not Ashurit, until there came the time of the Aliyah from Bavel, in which where they were Mechadesh once again. That's the whole point of our Masechet, why we're dealing with here, by the way. The whole point of the Masechet is the tikkun of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Purim, which is the loss ends up becoming the game. In other words, the correct concept of Hester becomes Megillah. That which was seemed to have been a destructive loss ends up being that which exposes everything. That was part of the Tikkun of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And so it came together with the Ketav HaShu'it, which was now reinstituted. So the question is, they no longer had the Sefer, because it had been Nignas from the time of Yoshio. That's how some learned it was closer to Shokul, but others learned that even the Sefer Torah Shekatav Moshe, the original Sefer, was written in Taviv. But if it's the other way, the Sefer was written in Ketav HaShu'it, then since the time that it was Nignas al Yedei Yoshio, there was a lot of time to lose contact with that Sefer, so they forgot which was B'Tchilat HaTeiva, which was B'Sof HaTeiva. Come along now, Otu Tzofim, V'Tiknu, that the Ptuchim should be B'Emtza HaTeiva, and the Stumim B'Sof HaTeiva, the various forms as we use them today. The closed form is at the end of the word, and the open form is in the middle of the word, which doesn't really help very much, because the Gemara Sof Sof Ela Mitzvot, Shein Navi Adid L'Chadesh Davar Miata. Didn't we just say, I mean, isn't that part of the din? The Achronim, but the Bnei Yoshua particularly learned that the issue of here was that originally our thought was that it's Ma'akev, and that afterwards the Gemara changes its mind. It goes according to Mandus Machlokas, whether if you put a Suma in the middle and a Tuch at the end, whether that's Ma'akev or not. So that the Gemara is having in a Maskana has to do with the Sugya of the Ketav. Okay, I mean, it's certainly not the way that the early way of learning the Gemara. So the Gemara's teretz here is strange. Ela shokhum v'chazru v'yazdu. What exactly does that mean? It was forgotten, and they came back now to be miyased. On the simple level, what that seems to be saying is that once something had been a halacha, they weren't being mechadish it, they were only claiming now that they are reinstituting that which was, so then there's no isur of ein navir reshai lechadesh davar. The problem is that we'll see very clearly later on from the sugya of the forgotten halachot and that were restored by Tanum and Kaz, that they were asking, restore the forgotten halachot, and Yoshua said, absolutely not. There is no way to restore forgotten halachot. That means that shakum v'chazru v'yasum doesn't make any sense. Because of that, the Rishonim understand the meaning of chazru v'yasum is not that shakum was totally lost and they recreated it, but rather that there had been halacha l'mosh m'Sinai. It wasn't in common use because they had been using for all of these centuries Ketav Ivri and not Ketav HaShu'it. So that they came now and took the Kabbalah that they had, that were people that still had, and they were meyaseh that as being the normative halacha of how to write the sefer that was now being written in Ketav HaShu'it. I mean, look, obviously there was a lot of tumult of in those changing times, and it's understandable that even the tefillin, which went into just a brief period of disuse, because people held they weren't on a madrega to wear it, and in no time at all there were disasters for getting people were nice again. Okay, continues the Gemara. Targum shel Torah. This also is another little bit of a problem. The targum now is a whole new can of worms. I mean, the Targum Shel Torah says here, Unklus Sager Amro, Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. So Unklus lived long after Yonatan Ben Uziel. I mean, we have Yonatan Ben Uziel was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, who lived about 100 years before the Churban. Here we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who was at the time of the Churban. He's learning it from Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to ask later on what happened to the Targum of the Torah that was left off. We needed to wait until Unklus Sager now sets it up. And so of course, again, there had been a Kabbalah on Targum, and he wrote it down. Many understand that the Sugya of years, the Radma of Dvarim Sheb Balpeh, Azur Lekotvam, which also relates to our Sugya. How in the world did you create a Megillat Esther if you're not allowed to write things down? If it was Torah Sheb Balpeh, how did it become part of the Ketuvim? It should be ridiculous. We'll get into the Sugya later on. We'll talk about Esther HaKadosh Emran, and so on. So he was Mekabel. That's it. He wrote it down. Yonatan, the Targum Shal Nevi'im was written by Yonatan Ben Uziel. Mipicha Gai Zechariah Malachi. Of course, if you open up modern Chumashim, they have what they call the Targum of Yonatan Ben Uziel, which clearly from this Gemara did not exist. Only the Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel was only on the Nevi'im. And again, I mean, this is in the Seder HaDeres, and the Baal HaMusaf HaAruch points this out from our Gemara. And that clearly people later mistook the Tof Yud, which was the Targum Yerushalmi, for Targum Yonatan. Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel, which there's no such thing. There were many versions of the Targum Yerushalmi. One of them became enshrined as the was supposed to be Targum Yonatan Uziel, and the other one was the Targum Yerushalmi. The truth is, there's dozens that aren't whatever, you know, written down. But they don't have any, they don't have the level of validity of having me check by Chazal and so on. And you can actually see many of them are filled, you know, with strange Midrashim and so on, that, okay, you know, like another compilation of Midrash. So that you have the, at that point, after Yonatan ben Uziel was Mitargame, and that he had the Kabbalah for Chagai Zechariah Malachi, and there were many things that were exposed at that time, that had been only in the purview of a Yechidim who were capable of handling that information. Was earthquake in Israel, the exposure that was involved in Adam, who is out there exposing my secrets to humans? Amad Yonatan ben Uziel Araglav Amar, it's me. Aniu Shigaliti Sitarach Levnei Adam. You have a problem with that? Galui V'yadua Lefanech. Shalolech Vodi Asid. You know that I didn't do this for my honor. Shalolech Vodi Tava. Shalolech Vodi Asid. Shalolech Yirbu Machlok of Yisrael. You know what's going to end up. There is no authoritative source. The meaning of the thing, we're going to end up having all types of Machlok and the meaning of Sukkim. And it's time right now to be Koveya, some type of authoritative. Of course, this is the story of Torah Shabbat all along. But gradually, it became necessary to write down more and more of Torah Shabbat to avoid the Torah splitting into small pieces where everybody's got his own approach. And because of this, the Shechina accepted Kivayachol, the Targum of Yonatan. And again, here the question is that if this exists before, clearly he never saw Chagai Zechariah Malach. I mean, he lived hundreds of years after Chagai Zechariah Malach. But nonetheless, he had a Kabbalah from Zechariah Chagai Malach. The question is, was it that he supposed to that learning that he actually did, that wrote it down, that it was much right on the Targum? At that point, that's a Malach. But in any event, he certainly exposed it. And it's very interesting that this has even contemporary types of implications in terms of levels of exposure, in which, you know, even from the time of the Rambam, you know, Latinus on him, why is he writing the Sefer HaGolim and giving over the elements of Kabbalah, Bichah, don't want to give it all to him. And he basically explains that there is a gradual change in the nature of what he will handle, have to handle. And, I mean, this has become, in our time, so clear that, something happened. Hello, are you there? You are there. I know. This is another unit. It just looks like that. So, well, it's not only Eis Lasos Hashem. It says the Zohar pointed out very early that part of the development of history, if you read the sixth day of creation as being a simon for the way in which the world develops in the sixth millennia, then connected the period of Adam Arishon's creation, there will be, predicted the Zohar, there will be a vast opening of understanding and knowledge. People said, we already know everything, so what could it possibly be referring to? So they said maybe it's referring to universal education. More people will know. Little did they know. But in any event, so there's been, clearly has been massive changes in which five-year-olds now know things and speak about things that, you know, that weren't known in the earlier generations. It's not surprising that in order to keep up with the Torah gradually, the Torah gradually also exposes itself, just as nature exposes herself. It was always Telum Matzeh. And so, the next step he wanted to do was Od Bikesh Legalot Targum Shokituvim. So he figured, well, if he got away with murder on that, he might as well do the next step and write a Targum also on the Ketuvim, which even included Sefer Daniel. Yatsta Batko Varoke, that's enough. My time, I'm Mishum to eat the kids Mashiach. Right now, you can have every weird sect that wants to explaining what those things are, something authoritative. So, Mamela, believe what you want. But if there had been something authoritative, so then already you would have given rise to all types of crazy movements, enough that the non-authoritative ones.
Many people give it up.
Huh? Well, there's a lot of issues in the Chashmi. I mean, it's not just a question of when it doesn't happen. Well, even the comment writers are not quite ready to give up. You know, sure. So, what? Unkelus translated, but not Yonatan ben Uziel. So there was needed, as time went on, there needed to be more and more things done, just like we need more and more Pirushim on the Mishnah and on the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, V'targum shel Torah Unklus Hager Amra. Well, why are you saying that Unklus was the one who wrote Targum? Amra Vika Baravin, Amra of Hananel, Amarab. Maidichli, take a look back at the time of Ezra. V'yikru b'sefer Torah Elohim mifurash, v'som secha, v'yavinu b'mikra. We darshan that posik as v'yikru b'sefer Torah Elohim mifurash. What's that mifurash? What's that Torah Elohim? The Torah Elohim is the mikra as we have. The mifurash means, in this time of Ezra, Targum. V'som secha refers to the psukim, Hatzlidama. Ve'avino b'mikra refers to the pisutaimim. Pisutaimim, of course, is more than just musical notation. It's also a very complex system which tells you the nature of the meaning of the words. Ve'amr la Elohim Mesoret. Some say this is the where you have the different kri and the tiv, where you have a tav bale or chaser. In any event, it's clearly there was already an authoritative targum, or what in the world would Ezra have been doing reading? Shakon v'chazur v'yesu. It was something that what Ezra used was not actually in everybody's rishos, and then came along Gunkelus, and he provided an authoritative version for all. Now, why is it that at the targum of the Torah there was no ziyazua? The Mishnah d'oraita d'lo yizda'aza, and only on the Nevi'im who yizda'aza, because d'oraita mefarsha milta. I mean, isn't that the whole point? The whole point of the Torah is that it's written in a very open, childish fashion, and it's meant to be understood. The whole point of it is that it's open to all, so that whatever level you read it on, you read it on. But the targum really isn't necessary to get a level of shat in the Torah. When it comes to the Nevi'im, in the Nevi'im you often have strange types of ramazim, and it's very, very the sense of constant repetition and unclarity and use of strange metaphors, and there you do need a targum to have it even make sense. There in the Nevi'im, ikamili demifarshan, ikamili demisinna. You do have things that are easy to understand, but you certainly find rather hidden issues. Give me an example. Dichtiv bayomo yigdala misped birushalayim. This is referring, we had this in the Sechet Sukkah, referring to the hesped on Bashir ben Yosef, according to Amal and Yomer, according to the Man Yomer, is a hesped on the Yetzer Hara, that had been shechted. So it says, Yigdala misped birushalayim ki mispad hadad rimon bevikat begidon, of which there's absolutely no record anywhere. I mean, what in the world? How can you use a metaphor and talk about something that never happened? And indeed, Amr of Yosef, imole targum at haikro lo yadana maikoma. But it hadn't been for the targum, we could have sat there scratching our heads for 100 years. I mean, because it makes it sound in the pasuk as if there was a hesped, a particular hesped over Hadad Rimon. Why in the world would we have made a hesped for Hadad? So therefore, if you take a look at the targum, it says that b'yoma ahu yizgei maspeda b'Yerushalayim ke maspeda da'achav bar omri dekatelya te Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon beramot gilad. So there you have the first part of it, which of course had nothing to do with Bikat Megiddo, because that was in Ramot Gilad. There was a reference to the death of Achav at the hands of Hadad. He was called Hadad. Hadad Rimon was because the worship that they had was of the Avodah Zorah called Rimon, so we called him Hadad Rimon. That was in Ramot Gilad. But there was also a murder in Megiddo. And what was that? That was the hesped over Yoshio Bar Amon, where Paro Necho, the Katelya Te Paro Chagira, Chagira of course is the Aramaic for Necho, Bibikat Megiddo. Beautiful, beautiful shot by the Havloha. Absolutely. And that is that the Gemara in Sukkah, you remember, says that the hesped of the Yitzhara, there were basically two reactions to that hesped. The Rishayim, they were crying and they were saying, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is nothing. This is what we, you know, how did we not overcome this silliness? And that the Tzaddikim are crying and they're saying, how is it possible that we manage such a thing? So the Aflah points out that indeed the reason that we put a single hesped into the Pasuk as if it has two different faces is that one was like the hesped over Omri, where everybody was happy, you know. Thank God, the Achav Omri is dead. Yay. The other one was the Yoshio, where everybody was miserable. One was the hesped of the Tzaddiki, one was the hesped of the Rishayim. And here it's like all combined into one thing, which is exactly the issue of the hesped of the Yetzer Hara, which is what the Pasuk is referring to. It's beautiful. Anyway, continues now. This is also, what in the world this is doing here suddenly in the middle of nowhere? It's not at all clear. Brings in now, V'ra'iti ani Daniel levadiyah tamare. The Parshas, you would say, is because since we're referring over here to the secret of the Svarim of Daniel particularly, which was the case. And in fact, they asked, what would have been wrong if Yonatan ben Uziel would have put out his Pirush on everything but Daniel? So it was something about the interrelatedness to it. So therefore, we move on to Daniel. Point out that even as Daniel saw his visions, there were Nevi'im that were with him that they themselves didn't have an insight into these visions. Okay, that's one approach. I mean, there's also a grave question as to the nature of the Ruach HaKodesh of Daniel. Whether he has a din of a Navi or not. And I'll discuss this in a moment, which may have to do with the whole question of the Takana again, which the way I'm understanding the Sugya is the catalyst for this whole Sugya. But all of it. So it says, V'ra'iti ani Daniel v'adiyat tamar. V'anashim asher ayu imi. So I alone saw this is an incredible vision, and the people that were with me, lo ra'u et hamare, they didn't see this. They were attacked by this terrible anxiety, and vayivrachu be'chave, they went and they ran away to hide. So exactly who were these anashim? Anashim always is a reference to people that were chashav, and it's clear that Daniel is amazed that they didn't see it. I mean, otherwise, why point it out? I mean, normally when somebody's having a vision, he certainly doesn't expect people around him are hallucinating too. I mean, why in the world would he think that anybody else would see it? He certainly didn't believe that he was looking at this thing in front of him. He had said that it was a projection to his visions of his sponsors, and his, you know, the chayas and the future, and these people didn't see it. And they ran to hide. So that means he expected that these people, if anybody should have seen it, they should have seen it. So who are those anashim? Omer b'yomi avitem r'pi abarava, this is chagai zekari malachim. And in fact, inu adifu minei, v'yu adif minei, they are greater than him, and yet in one element he's greater than they. Inu adifu minei di inu nevi'e, v'yu lav nevi. They were nevi'e and he wasn't. Now, this is the whole question. What does that mean? Rashi here learns they were nevi'im and he wasn't, that they were sent on a mission of nevi'ut, whereas he hadn't been sent on a mission of nevi'ut, he being Daniel. And therefore, by definition, someone who was sent on a mission must be on a different darge, has particular elements that he's meant to share with others, which Daniel didn't have. It's clear that, it's clear that Rashi himself must have changed his mind, because later on, when there's a list of all of the nevi'im she'amdu lehem li'Yisrael, and it includes Daniel, Rashi complains there that maybe we should take out the gears of Daniel, because it says over here that he wasn't a Navi. But that shouldn't be a problem at all, because there, again, we'll have to see what the Gemara there was referring to when we get there. But others learn that, in fact, he wasn't a Navi, and that the Darga, his Darga of Re'iyah was a type of Ruach HaKodesh, which is distinguished from Nevi'ah. There's a discussion in the Rosh, the Meiri talks about this as well, and there seems to be two approaches in Rashi. So, V'chimi'achad al-Chazu, says the Gemara, if, in fact, they didn't see the Mare, why did they get so terrified? So my time avit. Why were they terrified? Because afagav the inu lo chazu mazalayu chazu. Maybe they didn't see it, but their mazal saw it. So there's a subconscious awareness that people often have that it's very good to pay attention to. And people actually that are skilled at survival learn to pay very close attention to that sixth sense. One of the big cloven mechalal in survival. There's something in you that's telling you it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Don't do it. And so even though they can't explain what they were feeling, something was picking it up. Similar to Maslayo means literally the malach, that every person has a malach. Right? See, Maslayo simply means it's subconscious as picking it up, and it's something that he should care about. Blink? No. You have it? Omer Ravina. Shema mira hai mandem. By the way, I mean, it's everybody uses it. There's not a person in the world that doesn't make that blink. Otherwise, there'd be no way to do anything. You can get through 10 minutes of life. You see somebody, and you decide what that person is, who he is, what his personality is about, and it's a blink. That's everything
why,
you do.
That's why Mickey Mantle never became a manager. How could he can't explain how he is? He just all comes and he hits it. Can't teach that. Either how do you know?
And this from a Canadian. That's the thing. Omer Ravina. Shema mina. You see from here a very important thing, says Ravina. That when you're feeling that something's no good. I'm on the mafi. If you find suddenly a sense of anxiety and you can't explain it, Alpha got the Iulo Chazi, even though you don't really understand it, but Mazle Chazi. So, my takante, what should you do? Well, one good thing to do is Likre Kriyat Shema. It might be the end, you know. You could say Kriyat Shema, but if you're in a place where you can't say Kriyat Shema because it's dirty, it's a mokum tinofet, then you should move fast. Linchov biduchte harba gemina, get 4 amas out of your place. The ilo, and if that doesn't, can't do that, lema hachi. There's always a good thing to say for the monsters that are approaching, and it's a little chant that goes, iza devetafki shmeina minoi. There's a lot fatter goats than me in the butcher store. Why don't you try the supermarket? So, getting back now to the Gemara, we said before, the last thing we said was we were asking from the Pasuk of Medina, Medina, V'ir, V'ir, on the two Shita. If you hold that it goes according to Shushan, like with Yeshua ben Korcha, which means Mimot Achashverosh, how do you explain V'ir, V'ir, Medina, Medina? And he ended up saying, well, and even if you go according to the way we were learning here, that it's a function of Yeshua ben Nun, it still doesn't make all that much sense. And we ended up with a completely different explanation of Samuch, V'nira, Ir, that is Samuch, Medina. But the Gemara now is bothered by the fact that you made such a big fuss over Medina, Medina, the ear of the ear. What do you do about Mishpacha or Mishpacha? So Mishpacha or Mishpacha, Lumayhat. And now you're telling me it's there for a drush. Okay. What Mishpacha would I have thought is not meant to be included in the Megillah that I need now, or that there's differences of the Mishpacha, one or the other? And it's interesting that Rashi learns in the Megillah that the meaning of Mishpacha or Mishpacha is that indeed there is a din of family on Purim, which is fascinating, which is similar to the concept of the Pesach. See, later on in the Masech, that relationship between Purim and Pesach, Mismar Geula LeGeula, Rashi apparently sees this as one of them. The simple meaning of the Pasuk is that the Mishpacha gets together for Sudas Purim, as it does for the Seder Shabbat. Fascinating. But what would be the point of repeating it? Mishpacha, Mishpacha, the Mayat. This comes to include even Mishpachot that you might think shouldn't have come together with everybody else, like Mishpachot, Kuhuna, Leviyah, and they're busy in the Beit HaMikdash. From here, you see, Shemevatlin Avodatam, Ubayin Lishma Mikra Megillah. So it says, what do you mean, Mevatlin Avodatam? Why not finish the Avodah and then come on? What's the deal? No, that's the whole point, that it shall be done together. That's the Rov Am. Sure, you could do it later, but the mitzvah is Likrot Ima Tzibur, so that you go ahead and you're Mevatel Avodah, coming now to do it. There's a question over here, by the way, whether it would mean Bitul Mamish. Tosis learns, well, they'll get back to the Avodah. Yes, but putting off itself is called a type of Bitul. But others learn, based on the Sugya later on, that it means literally Bitul. Even if the circumstances would be such that it would cause actual Bitul Avodah, that it would mean not only Dichoy Avodah, but Bitul Avodah.
Engaged in a mitzvah, now you have to...
That's a very interesting question. There's a whole machlokas of how to understand the Sugya. Does this mean that it's Bisha'at Avodah, that they're in the middle already, or that... Because then you enter in a whole different issue, which is our Sekhme Mitzvah, but Torben HaMitzvah. You want to tell me before we should analyze which one is more important, but the din of our Sekhme Mitzvah, but Torben HaMitzvah, it's irrelevant which one. I don't have this Mitzvah now to have to worry about. This is a big machloket about whether this halacha of Mishpacha or Mishpacha comes to tell me that there's something about Kriyat Megillah that goes outside of the normal getter of a Mitzvah, which would be incredible, as we've gone. Not only from finding a Rabbanan that suddenly became a Kitvei HaKodesh, but now it's more chomer than the mitzvot in the Torah. The Omer of Yonah Merav, Kohanim, Ba'avodatam, Leviim, Duchanam, V'Yisrael, Ba'amadam, in the Beit HaMikdash, Kulam, Mevatlim, Avodatam, Uvoim, Vishvah, Nikra, Megillah. Tanin HaMiyachid is also a Braita, says exactly that, Kohanim, Ba'avodatam, Leviim, Duchanam, V'Yisrael, Ba'amadam, Kulam, Mevatlim, Avodatam, Uvoim, Vishvah, Nikra, Megillah. And based on that, Samchush of Beit Rabbi, the Talmidim, in the Beit HaMidrash of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that they decided based on that, Shemevatlin Talmud Torah, Ubayin Lishmo Mikra Megillah, Kavachor Mei Avodah. You should cancel your Talmud Torah and come and hear the Megillah. Of course, everybody, the Megillah is not Torah. Why can't the Megillah be Torah? Why do you have to cancel the Torah? There's many different approaches that some learn. Canceling the Torah means Ubayin Lishmo. I can say, sit in the Beit HaMidrash and read the Megillah would be fine. But you're telling me now I got to go to Shul because of the Bar Ovan. That's Ubayin Lishmo. That's a schlep. Remember, I'm going to waste half an hour. Others learn that if you are teaching, you got kids in the class, then you're going to be a mevata Talmud Torah of others because you have to go to Shema Divrei Megillah. Others learn the more simple pshat, mevatlin Talmud Torah. It ain't a dome Talmud Torah that you are doing of level X to reading the Megillah, which could be level B. So it's a kind of bitul. Bitul Torah is not using your time efficiently. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're not learning. So okay. We find this, we find that there were Tanoim in the Gemara who were feeling very weak. So they said, okay, I'll use the time for philosophy, whatever. I mean, normally I would be being machanish in this time. It's all okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So how did they know this from the din of Mishpacha, Mishpacha? Because they made a Kal V'Chomer. They said like this, Uma Avodashi Chamura Mevatlin, if we're going to be Mevatel, the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, which is very Chamur, so Talmud Torah Lo Koshike, certainly we should be Mevatel. But the Gemara asks, on the contrary, are you telling me that Avodah is Chamura mitalmud Torah? You're making an assumption that the Avodat Beit HaMikdash were less likely to be Mevat than Talmud Torah, and therefore you make a Kal V'Chomer. Does it not say exactly the opposite? It says, Vayihi behayot Yoshua b'Yericho. So he suddenly looks up, and there's somebody standing there holding his sword. So Yoshua says to him, I mean, I don't know, he doesn't only say to him, he walks over to him. It's not, doesn't sound like writing to him. Vayelach Yoshua, I love Yoshua, walks over to him and says, Halanu antaim letzareinu, whose side are you on? So the Vayomer, and he says, Lo, I'm not on side. I'm Yisar Tzva Hashem. I am God's general of the army. Atabati, and now I've come. Vayipo Yoshua al panav artzah, he bows down, vayishachu. Vayomer lo, ma adoni medaber alavdo. Yes, what do you have to say? So first of all, how did Yoshua now bow down to this guy? You can't even go and say shalom aleichem to a friend at night because it might not be your friend. Oh, oh, oh. So Chashina Chava Shedu, who's to say it's your friend at all?
He didn't have that feeling.
Says the Gemara, it's different, because he said, Ani Sar Tzva Hashem. What do you mean, he said, Dilma Meshachre? I mean, he might be lying.
Same way, wouldn't do that.
The same way your friend may not be your friend, the Sar Tzva Hashem may be Darth Vader. But Gemir Yelo Mafki Shem Shemayim Levatala. We have a Kabbalah that a shade will not use Hashem's name for nothing. If he says, Ani Sar Tzva Hashem, then he can't be lying. So it's clear from the word Atabati that he's got something on his mind. He says, I came now, as opposed to some other. Which means that there must have been a discussion between him and Yoshua as to what he's doing there. So he must have said to Yoshua as follows, Omar lo, look, you guys are hopeless. Emesh bitaltem tamid shel bein arba'im. It was bad enough yesterday when instead of going back and doing the Aveda by, it's all question, why were they mevatel the tamid shel bein arba'im? And Tosfos explains they were mevatel the tamid shel bein arba'im because they had taken the Orein out in order to go around the walls of Yericho. Now there was no fighting in Yericho at night. Everything that was done during the day. So therefore, the tain of the malach is that you could have gone back immediately before sunset, brought the tain, and it wouldn't have been ma'akiv the war. And tonight, you're even crazier, because you know there's nothing to do, but now, once you're already in the war, so now you've got your war rooms, and your meetings, and your radar screens, and your strategies, you should be sitting and learning now, when there's no asik in the war now. And tonight, achshav bitaltem tamud Torah. Now what's going on? To which Yoshua replied, amar lo al ezmehem bata, so which one did you really come for? Amalo Atabati. I just came now, as you notice, meaning I'm angrier. I was sent out to deal with this business of being Mavatal Torah. Miyad, and therefore we find immediately afterwards, which is Tosfos points out, first of all, it's certainly not immediately, and secondly, it's no such passage. Vayolen Yoshua Balaila Hu Betocha Emek. Actually, the closest thing to this is the psukim that appear at the attack of the eye, which was not immediately. It means the next available opportunity, in other words. And it puts together two psukim. There it really says Vayelech Balayla Betocha Emek, not referring to the Lina. And it says Vayolen over there. It does says Vayolen Betocha Am. But it says that at the Derech of the Gemara, oftentimes to take two psukim and conflate them, and that everything done with Derech Tzarav, we find very many examples of that. And this is one of them. The Natana Kesef Vekam Lo. I mean, that's Tzvoski. Everybody knows that, even though it doesn't exist. So a lot of I told you about my great grandmother knew all these psukim Balpeh. She was blind, but she came from a family where everybody did. One of the family was the wife of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. I used to go over there after that. I'd go over there. They lived over there near Rehoboth, behind Yeshua. Anyway, so what happens is he would sit there learning the thing over Tzukim with his chavrus. She would be in that room, and she would shout correction to him about the Tzukim. You know, and oftentimes he would say, "But this is what it says in the Gemara." And she would say, "I know, but this is what it says in the Navi." The same kind of thing. So, by the way, very beautiful part of my grandfather's on this. You know, it says, "Im harav domel malach Hashem tzvakot." So then you should learn Torah BP. So he always said, "What do you mean? I mean, what is a rav supposed to be like a malach? What does that mean?" The cloud, you know what a malach is, and you know if your rav is like a malach. Which malach is he referring to? If it's like a malach, when you ask him, "So what's on your mind?" The only thing that's on his mind is atabati for talmud Torah. Then lametarami. Okay. So which malach is he? Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Melamed. It means that he dwelled in the depths of the halakha. The Omer of Shua Baunia, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoter Me'akravat Tzibidim. We see from here that Talmud Torah is greater than the Avodah Shenemar, Atabati. I came now, not before. So how did the Talmidim in Beit Rebbe make a Kal V'Chomer? It's a backwards Kal V'Chomer. The fact that you're Mevatel Avodah doesn't mean you can be Mevatel Talmud Torah. answers the Gemara, look, Kasha, Hadar Abim, Hadiyati, the truth. That where you were talking about the war in Yericho, where you were involving the entire nation, and that's Bitul Torah the Rabbim, and over there, the Malach is more angry at Bitul Torah the Rabbim than at the Avodah. But what they were doing, they were being Mevatel Talmud Torah of Yechidim. Yechidim is the, wait, even Yechidim? The Yachid Kal? Are you saying that the Talmud Torah of a Yachid is not more Chomer than the Avodah? But then, Nashim b'moed ma'anot avalom et ha'od. And Rabbi Shmuel Omer ha'yus muchot l'mitah mitah'od. That during the Chag, so the halacha is that women can be ma'anot. Ma'anot means they all say over the mourning someone who died together. And, but they cannot be mitapchot. There are all kinds of machloks and what mitapchot is about slapping their hands one-on-one or slapping their hands on their head or against their thighs. But in any event, this isn't done during Chol HaMoed. B'roshei chadashim b'chanukah b'purim me'anot u'metapot b'zeh u'b'zeh. Here they can, in both of those occasions, not mamash chag, they can be both manot and metapot. Avolom mekonanot, mekonanot is to have a leader where one sings a dirge and the others follow. And on this, said Rabba Baruna, ein mo'ed b'fnei tamid chacham koshkin chanukah b'purim. None of this would apply to tamid chacham. Now, tamid chacham is a yochid. And it's saying over here, we would cancel Purim. Koshkin Purim. Now, if it's mutter lahesvidam, so then that means it would also be mavatel the mikra megillah, because nasim v'niskarim. If it's mavatel the asiyah, then it should be mavatel also the zechira. Says the Gemara, how does that prove anything? That's not Talmud Torah, that's Kvot Torah. Kvot Torah, Kamen, of course, Kvot Torah, even of an individual, is more chamur than the mikra megillah. But Talmud Torah of an individual is kal than the megillah, which is and an avoda, therefore, of the megillah, which is what the Talmidim of Rebbe were aiming on. Oh, my brother, when there's a question of the relative value of various maisim, certain things are clear to me, certain things aren't. Chitali avoda mikra megillah, look, if it's a choice of doing the avoda of the Beit HaMikdash or reading the megillah, we've already shown that mikra megillah is adiv, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina. I mean, that was the, what we just darshan, mishpacha, mishpacha. If it's a question of Talmud Torah, mikra megillah, clearly mikra megillah is adiv. I mean, we see this from the Kal V'chomer that was made in the Samchus Shabbat Rabbi. How about if there's a question of burying a mate mitzvah or Talmud Torah? So Talmud Torah, mate mitzvah. I say mate mitzvah is certainly odd. It's also obvious to me that you should be osek in the mate mitzvah. Minatanya mevatlim Talmud Torah lohotzaat hamate ulach nasat kala. Says beferush, you cancel Talmud Torah for hotzaat hamate. Now the Ramot paskins that this is not only mate mitzvah. That way Tosfos learns over here. Lav dafka mate mitzvah. Mate mitzvah means anyone where there's not sufficient people to lichvodo to take him to his funeral. And that's quite a lot of people. It could be 12,000 people, 600,000 people, depending on whether he taught others. And but there is an interesting psak of the Nitziv, by the way, that that's only if you see it, not if you know it. You don't have to go to a funeral that you know about. You have to join a funeral that passes you as a raya from Shilta. Okay, then a recent finish. But in any event, so that's not my question. Furthermore, it says for Achanasaskala as well, by the way, it's also very interesting dinim. What is the meaning of Achanasaskala? Because nobody really walks the Kala down to the Chub. It's usually the women that walk all down to the Chub. The Drisha, no, it's a very young Yalof. The Drisha, this is part of the minig of the Chasana. The Drisha learns that the Achnasat Kala is the covering of the face by the Chasana of the Kala. And what we call Badek in Yiddish, that's the Achnasat Kala. That's the moment at which we now prepare for the Chub. So there, everybody should come and should be there and so on, which became the minig, indeed, that everybody goes at that point, they accompany the Chasana to the Kala. And that's the Achnasat Kala. Anyway, I also can tell you that if it's a question of doing the Avodah of the Beit HaMikdash and burying a Meit Mitzvah, I can also tell you that I know that it's more important to take care of the Meit Mitzvah. That's learned out of the Pasuk. The Tanya, that's the whole Braita. Now, the Braita is based on a long analysis of the Pasuk of La'aviv Limo, La'chiv La'ato, Lo Yitameh, and there it's referring to Nozir, Kinezir, Elohim, Elohav al-Rosho. The Braita there goes through a long drosha of why it would mention each one of these people, Aviv, Imo, Achiv, Ato. And so it builds a case and says that the Pasuk is coming to teach me each one of these words, comes to tell me an additional reason not to be mitameh, which nonetheless you should do for a mate mitzvah. So we start off, the guy's a nazir, and now should he be tameh? No. Says, Laviv lo yitameh. Ah, but he sees a mate mitzvah. Should he be mitameh for him? Yes, says Laviv, but not for a mate mitzvah. So otherwise, just say, don't be mitameh. If you tell me for each one, saying, but you should be for something else. What's the something else? must make mitzvah. Okay, why does it say li'imo? Ah, suppose he was also a kohen. If it says li'imo, he was a nazir and a kohen. What about if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir? No, it says lachit. And what about if he's also going now to do a mitzvah to bring melomelas b'no lakrivat pischo tamud lomar lachoto? But yes, to make mitzvah. So therefore, I see from there that if it's mavato v'aveda of the Pesach, so then okay, so clearly you have to make mitzvah. That's all clear to me. I'll tell you what's not clear to me. That's the bright. Let me just do it inside the Tanya. V'lachoto matamud lomar. What's the last piece of the four drashas lavi v'imalachim v'lachoto? Besides being, this Rashbam, besides being a nazir and a kohen gadol, maybe he should be metame for a maid. No, lo yitame. Yoko k'shem sheino metame la'achoto. Fach eino metame la'make mitzvah. Does that mean that even if he sees a make mitzvah, should be amud lomar la'achoto? Why then say la'achoto? To tell me la'achoto hu deino metame. It's only to his sister that he shouldn't be metame. Ava metame la'make mitzvah cancels his carbon pesach and so on and so on. So therefore, that's clear to me. I'll tell you what isn't clear to me. What isn't clear to me is that basically we have two pyramids, right? One pyramid has make mitzvah standing on top of all the other things. And the other one has Mikra Megillah standing on top now of all the other things. The Aveda, the Limitaira, and so on. So what I'm not sure about is if you've got a choice between Mikra Megillah and make mitzvah, there, which one is more chashuv? I mean, I want it. Is it perhaps that Mikra Megillah is adif mishum pirsume nisa, that tzipor should be oisik pirsume nisa? That's something that is a massive impact. But do you want to make mitzvah adif mishum kvod abriel? Or is it more important to first take care of a make mitzvah and that it shouldn't be mutal b'bizayon? But the Rebbe, after thinking of this question on our Pashta, he himself came to answer by saying, of course, make mitzvah as adi. Yom amar gadol kavod abriot, shedochet lota seshe b'torah. Even a lota says, forget about not being able to do a mitzvah. Even a lota says, canceled for a kavod abriot. Rashi learns what it's talking about over here is the yisr of lotu chalehit alem. You're not allowed to walk by a lost chefetz and avida and not and pretend that you don't see it or not pick it up. And yet, if it's someone who is and he doesn't pick it up, you see that the kavod abriot is more important. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Get back to that psak that we said before. We're going to darshan from Medina, Medina, Ir v'Ir. Krach v'chola samuchlo v'chola nireimo nidon kikrach. Now I mentioned to you earlier that when we gave the measurement of a meal of mechamta nedaria, so that was a machlokas whether that's a reference to samuch or is it a reference to both samuch v'nira, the way the Gra learned, or samuch is a reference only to nira. Now the sugya here seems to make that whole thing moot. Tana samuch afa pishenu nira. Nira afa pishenu samuch. What in the world were they talking about? It's very interesting. There's a Kesef Mishnah's approach is that the difference is the question of the meal was the road. Does the road define nira, or does the air, as the crow flies, define the nira? In other words, it says if you're nira afa pishenu samuch, meaning it's still meal according to the Gra. Yeah, see it, but it has to be seen within a meal. But a meal means a meal of airspace. Hashem came. If for samuch, it would mean of road space. Road distance.
Yeah. There's a valley that's actually longer.
Right.
The image of the Wizard of Oz.
Pay no attention to the man behind.
Right. Isn't that a great scene for this? Like, near it, but it wasn't the samuch.
That's right. Very good. Okay, that means there's other pshat in there. The other pshat are much more dochuk. Other pshat makes not. I mean, if it's less than alpayim or alpayim amos, or the question of whether you add the additional. Actually, some learn that the samu means literally samu. And the meal was only set on nireh. I mean, then there's no problem. That's simple. Others learn the question of whether you take the diagonal. Remember, like Avi Shabbos, take a diagonal. The diagonal included in the nireh, but not in the samu. That's already dogma. But the case of Mishnah is very clear. So, says the Gemara, I get the case of nireh, afa pishenu, and samu. I mean, I certainly see the Wizard of Oz. I mean, everybody saw it. So that's you don't get the Rosh Har. You got something on top of a mountain. And now, in order to get to the place that you're seeing across the other valley, across the valley, it may take a couple of days. That's just for a shot. But the other way, I mean, if it's Sogo, why wouldn't it be near it? Echemesh Kafas. On Rebir Melech. Yoshev Adonav could be in a channel. By the way, I should mention that there are many Shita that Nira does not mean seen, hasn't it? But that Nira means involved with, like nearly, meaning that they pay the same taxes, they have the same governmental structure, and so on. It's not a function of actual things. It takes it into consideration. Yeah, but that's called Nira, right? It's a completely different relation. This is one of the big problems about Mivasera. Mivasera now became part of the metropolitan area and has on it, according to this, becomes now Nira. The end of the question is, what's the divine ensemble? Yeah, but these are very contemporary issues, and a lot of Rishonim that learn that meaning in Nira, but some say that both. Some say that it's not two different things. Samov means there that if it's Nira, would be the explanation. And then over here, the Gemara is not talking about whether we could separate it. The Omer of Yeshur ben Levi. Another din of the Yeshur ben Levi is that if you have a crop, Sheyashav al Sofkav, you have now a city that was first settled, and then they went and built a wall around the city. Such a city does not have a din of a crop. Now Rashi learned that this is limited to the very special halakha of Batei Arechoma. Batei Arechoma, of course, have a different din in cells vis-a-vis Shemitah, that you have a right to, it's sealed only after a year, you have a right to buy it back in the course of the year, and that din is limited to a technically defined Batei Arechoma, where the Choma defined the city first and the houses were built. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, this should be irrelevant, because after all, the nature of the Krach, in terms of Mikra Megillah, the way we understood it, and there's a very clear riot to this later on in the Gemara, the way we understood it was a function of the logistics, that in the Krachim, the Jews were less exposed, less endangered, and therefore there was even a Havamina that maybe they wouldn't have to say the Megillah at all, right? The riot from the Gemara is that the Gemara says later on that Tveria questions whether the Yam of Tveria is considered to seal Tveria and to make it an ear that's kept at Choma, even though one side doesn't have a Choma, it has the sea. The Gemara says over there that the sea provides protection, military protection. Therefore, it's the same as the Choma, which certainly would be ridiculous about the Yare Choma. Sea is not a Choma in terms of dinner, but the Yare Choma. That's completely different. Tosis wants nonetheless to work in an interesting knage that he has, that it should be referring to Mikra Megillah as well. Over here, and he explains away Tveria in a different again, it's fascinating. It has nothing to do with Migna. The point of the Gemara is that Migna. Who said about the Yerachom has anything to do with Migna? Why should it? It's interesting that the, if it has to do with Migna, when the wall was built, before it's relevant, I didn't Migna. There's a very interesting Malba, by the way, who learns that there was a completely different name in the Mukavot Choma than there was in the non-Mukavot. The non-Mukavot Choma were, the Jews were given the right to be made again their Oivim, so they did. But in the Mukavot Choma, with the government centers, which were government soldiers, they were not, because they were protected by government rules. So they never fought, therefore. They wouldn't have to fight the day before. It was only especially in Shushan because the idea of Haman and so on, that was a unique location. In which case, the Megillah, remember they had to maintain the letter of Yud Gimel. They had to write something. Tavash and Mishlach, so they had to write in something else. They said, L'yod Muchanim. You never said what that was. We'll tell you what it was. For the Jews to take revenge against their enemies. But they were given that only for one day. Now the next day, they were no longer under governmental protection. And they hadn't used the previous day to wipe out their enemies, as they did in the non-Mukavot. Therefore, says the Malbim, they were really in danger the next day, because the government troops were particularly on their side. They were only there to protect them because of they had to respect that letter on the 13th. On the 14th, they were desperately endangered, and therefore for them it was a separate case. On the 14th, they ended up like, it's completely different. So again, our definition of Mukaf obviously doesn't follow the same rules of the Mukaf in terms of the Batei Arechaima, even if we're going to be learning out Prazi to define the Arei HaPrazot. There is, of course, those of you who joined the Yerushalmi will remember there's another Zerushalm in the Yerushalmi from Yeshiva that learns out the din of the Yir Choma from the Arei Choma, not just Prazi, but all the way up. Okay, getting back to the fun of our suit. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Bechaydi, Krach, She'in Bo Asara Batlanim, Idon Kikvar. Even a large town that doesn't have 10 high quality public service Batlanim. Abba, you don't want to join is a great new way to make a living. So you've got 10 batlonim. These 10 batlonim are supported from public money. Because if you don't have 10 batlonim, you'll probably never get a minion together. You need to have at least 10 batlonim to get a minion. If you don't have a minion together, the Shekhinah comes into shul and says, where is everybody? Gets very angry at the city. You don't want that to happen. So you've got basically a little kollel taking care of things in every town. And those are the batlonim. So the 10 batlonim, if you don't have 10 batlonim, then you don't have the din of a large city. And it has the same thing as a kvar. So that basically is bimak in the Yom HaKnisa. Maika Mashman. What's the chiddush? The din says beferish. Ezo yir gedola. Koshi yesh ba asara batlonim. Pachot mikan or ez a kvar. If we needed to define later on, what do we mean by the kvarim or makdimim? It says beferish. That is, I need Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tell me what a mission says. It says that you need to have a city large enough to have asara batlonim. No. But that's talking about a city, Ir Gedolah. I'm talking about a krach. What's the difference between a krach and an Ir Gedolah? A krach is a metropolitan area. And therefore, even if it doesn't have a sort of batlanim, you got all these batlanim who are visitors. The tourists are always going to the shuls. What else are they going to do? They look at the shuls. So maybe over there, even though you don't have a sort of batlanim, you've got a sort of tourists who, by definition, are batlanim. And therefore, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. And maybe over there, a krach would indeed not need a sort of batlanim. Therefore, Gamash Malan, that even a krach is also included in the Asara Batlonim din. And if it doesn't have Asara Batlonim, Afa Gav the Mikle Mi'alma, even though people come from all over, it's still considered to be, again, the shot here in Tosfos is that we're not talking about the din of Mukafoma. We're talking about the din, just krach has a Nir Gedol. Just to tell me that it has a din of a kvar. But it wouldn't have anything to do with the Mukafet Oma, which brings riot. And not everybody agrees. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi krach shekaravel abisov yashat. If a krach was destroyed and then became resettled, it's got a din of a krach anyway. What do you mean exactly? Karav. What? That ilayma karav, meaning karvu chomotav, the what? The walls were destroyed of this krach. And now it's rebuilt. I understand. In terms of din of batei arif. I mean, you're saying only if it was rebuilt? But yashavin lo yashav lo? Vatan reb leder of Yossi omer, asher lo chomav apisha in lo akshav ayakolim again. The din of batei arif chomav is not defined by the existence of a wall at this point. But rather, why does it say that has a wall, but it's written with an olive, asher lo choma, that we have the vav reading and the olive reading, even though it doesn't have a wall, as long as it had a wall. So that couldn't be what it means, because then you wouldn't need to rebuild it. This charav, it means it doesn't have a population that it supports. So over there, it loses its shame of a city, not its shame of a walled city. So if it doesn't now have a sarabatlan, now it gets back, it's a sarabatlani, then it's considered once again to be an ir chomar. Yomer Rebbe Yirmiyavi, Tem Rebbe Chiyabarava, Matzipach, Tzofim Amru, Etiz Barav, Akhtiv, Ela Mitzvot, Shein Novi, Rishay, Lechadish, Dabra Miyata, Verod, Omer Chista, Mem, Vesamach, Shabaluchot, Bnei Sayuam, it's obviously there before. Im ave ave, but lo ave yade, hai behem tzateva, vai besof teva. Vot, utzofim vetiknu ptuchim behem tzateva, ustumim besof teva. Sof sof, ela mitzvot, shein avir, shay lechadesh davar miyata. Ela shakchum vechazru viyazdum. Yom rabbi yom yavi tem rabbi chiva rabba targum shatarum vesagir om rabbi pi rabbi lezer rabbi yushua. Targum shal nevihim, yonatan ben uziel om rabbi pi chagai zechar yom alachi vinizdaz zaharet yisrael arba miot parsal arba miot parsal. Yatzta bat kol v'amra, mi hu zeh shegila sitarai levnei adam. Amad Yonatan ben Uziel raglav, ani hu shegaliti sitarach levnei adam. Galui v'yadu alefanecha shalo lechvod, yatziti v'la lechvod beit abba. Ela lechvodcha, siti shol yivu machloket b'Yisrael. V'yot b'kesh legalot targum shoktuvim, yatzta bat kol v'amra, d'ayecha. V'aytayim ashim li'it v'keitz v'shiyah. Targum shator unkos agerom lo vam ravi kabar rabin om rechanan elam rab maite kli vayikar u besefer torat elim beforash v'som seichel v'avin amin mikra vayikru besefer torat elim ze mikru beforash the targum som seichel elu psukim v'avin amin mikra piskei ta'amim amlein amesarot shakum v'chazur v'yastum ma'ishtan diorayta doloiz da'aza'a v'adin v'yiz da'aza'a diorayta mifresha milta the nevi'ah yikamiladim mifresha yikamiladim istatman dichti for instance v'yomu yigdala mispad v'yerushalayim Paid Birushlan Kimispada that Rimon with the cat Megidon. One reviews, you know, a Molik argument, I crawl your Dana my karma. Biyuma, who yask him, his father, Birushalayim, him, his father, the Achabar Omri, the Katria, the other Rimon, Bentav Rimon, but that, of course, was Baramut Gilad. And Kimispada de Osho Baramon, the Katoya, the Parochagir, that was the reference to Bikat Megido. Roitia Nita Niel of Adia Tamara, Vianashima Shayumi, Laura with Tamara, Avaharadag Dolana Flyam, Vivahube Havay. Man inu anashim, on rebinum yitem rupi barav zechaga zechari umalach. Inu adifiminei viu adifiminei, inu adifiminei inu navi viu lo navi. Iu adifiminei di iu chazu viu lo chazu. Vchemiach lo chazu, maitai mivito. Afagavdino lo chazu maslai lo chazu, rebinu shbamino. Hai man de mivito, afagavdino lo chazu maslai chazu. Maitakati vikri kriachma, vikoi mumoka matinof, linkshuk miduchte arba garmide, vilo lima ochi, izu de vetafish, mina minai. How should the Amad Beninah? Beninah Vierli Drasha, Mishbacha, Mishbacha, Lamayata. Omrev Yezbre Bechanina, Laavim Mishpachot Kuvna Aviyar Shemavatlim Avadatan Avayim Mishmoam Mikra Megillah. Domrev Yerama Ravka, Anima Avadatam Levim Beduchanam, Yisrael Bemaamadam, Kulam Avadatlim Avadatan Avayim Lishmoam Mikra Megillah. Notice that when we were learning from Mishpacha, Mishpacha, we didn't mention Yisrael because they weren't Mechulak of the Mishpachot, where the Mishmoat of Kuvna were. Lying, but Gemir Lamafti Shem Shemayim Vatola. Omar lo emesh bitaltem tamit shobin arbaim. Akshav bitaltem tamit shob tamut Torah. Omar lo aliz mem batam alata bati miyad vayelan yoshua laylohu betoch ha'emek. Omrev Yochanan alamei shalom baum kashal achav yomrev shalom baunya. From there we see gadol Torah yoter mikakravat binim shemata bati. Kasha, that's talking about by bitul tamut Torah. Or the Yochid. And Yochid is Gal. Omra the Pshitili Abadamikra Megillah Mikra Megillah, if that's Rabbi Yosef Ruchanin's Rosh Mishpacha Mishpacha. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah Zad Mishpacha Shabbat Rabbi the Kav Chomer. Talmud Torah Meit Mitzvah Zad if Minitanya Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lo Tzata Meit Lachnasa Kala. Abudal Meit Mitzvah also I know that Meit Mitzvah Zad if Bin Lachoto. The Tani Lachoto Matal Mudomar. Arishaya Olay Lishkot if Bishkov Lamunat Benof Shemash Meit Omeit Yoko Yitabe Talmud Omar Lo Yitame. Yoko kishem shenu betamil lakoto, kakari betamil lamet mitzvah. Talmud lama u lakoto, lakoto odeinu betamil. Abo mitamil u lamet mitzvah. But I don't know, says Rav, is mikro megillah lamet mitzvah. How mean I ode? Mikro megillah ad mishum besume nisa, or then lamet mitzvah adif mishum kvod abriot. But the boy had a pashta, lamet mitzvah adif, kamama godo kvod abriot, shudochet lo tase shabatora gufa. Omri mishu ben levi krak, vakola tzumukhla vakola nirei, mani donki krak. Tana samuch hafa pishenu nire, nire hafa pishenu samuch, so bishlem nire hafa pishenu samuch, vashkak yun liyat vibro shahar. La samuch hafa pishenu nire, echem ashkak adla, om rabi yom yashe yoshevet bedachal, vyom rabi yashe ben levi krach, she yoshevet besofu kaf, nidon ki kvar, my time rechtiv, vish ki imkor beit moshav ir choma, shu kaf, lo besof yashav, kolosh yashav besofu kaf. Vom rabi yashe ben levi krach, shen bo